You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. Mark from Rams Up here, episode 387. It's mock draft season. It's actually really early for that, but we're going to keep on doing it. We had our mock draft number 5, and we already recorded our mock draft number 6 as well, but I will be sharing the results from our mock draft number 5 with Scott Richmond calling all the shots. You can watch that mock draft on the YouTube channel as we make the picks. It's a lot of fun. Paul Wallia's mock draft number 6 will be uploaded later on today. Hey, it may be up already by the time you hear this, but I'm not sharing Paul's results, just Scott's this episode. That's coming up here in a minute. And the scouting combine is well underway. Lots of good stuff. Paul's Puka power picks are really stepping up. Now, good for those players. It's great to see them elevating their draft stock. But at the same token, we've already figured out we like these guys, so hopefully, maybe these other teams aren't paying attention. We can only hope, right? Paul really nailed it on a bunch of these guys, and we're going to talk scouting combine and a review of Paul's Puka power picks during the roundtable. Not going to just start reciting a bunch of 40-yard dash times and shuttle times here on the pod. We'll talk about specific players and how they did at the next roundtable. The one thing I will share with you out of the combine, perhaps the most important thing, is who are the Rams meeting with? Who are they interviewing? And they have met with the wide receiver out of Washington, Roman Odunze, top 3 wide receiver in the draft, probably not going to be there at 19. But man, that's exciting. Could the Rams make a move up to grab Roman Odunze? Man, he is going to be quite a weapon at the NFL level. And maybe what he said caught the Rams' attention. Not sure where he was when he said this or when he said it, but hey, you got a block if you want the rock. And that fits perfectly into the Rams' offensive scheme for a wide receiver. Before we get to the results of mock draft number 5 by Scott Richmond, and again, I encourage you to go check out the video. It's episode 387. I'm going to talk about a guy who wore number 87 and a player who made one of the most monumental catches in Rams history. All these great Ram receivers over the years, Tom Fears, Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch, Jack Snow, Henry Ellard, Flipper Anderson, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, probably left a couple guys out. I put together my great plays from Rams playoff history. This one was right smack in there near the top. Ricky Prohl, the catch he made in the 1999 NFC Championship game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the greatest show on turf advancing to the Super Bowl. Ricky Prohl, number 87, out of Wake Forest, drafted by the Cardinals, bounced around a little bit and was very successful everywhere he went, and then signed with the Rams prior to that 1998 season. Caught that 30-yard pass from Kurt Warner with 4 minutes and 44 seconds left in the championship game, gave them an 11-6 lead. Greatest show on turf, up 11-6. Who saw that coming? Actually, a lot of people. Bucks defense was excellent. Rams held on to win. Prohl had 6 catches for 100 yards in that game, his best postseason performance of his career. Had 1 catch for 11 yards in the Super Bowl win over the Titans. Ricky Prohl, my Ram who wore number 87, finished his Ram career with 207 catches, 2,590 yards, and 16 TDs. You can go view that play, that catch against the Bucks. Check out our video on the YouTube channel, Great Plays from Rams Playoff History. And I got to share this story with you. I haven't missed very many Ram plays over the last 30 years. I really haven't. Missed a couple of kickoffs to start a half, and maybe back in the Scott Linehan, Steve Spagnuolo days, I missed the last series or two. Maybe. I'm not even sure of that. But you know what? I missed the Ricky Prohl catch. That's right. I missed it. And I'm ashamed to say that I missed it, but I do have a good excuse. Trying to get my son to a hockey game, couldn't get inside before that catch was made, and I'll never live that down.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So let's take a look at the results of Scott Richmond's draft, our mock draft number 5. Now, Scott laid out some assumptions for this draft because it comes well after free agency has taken place. At least most of free agent signings have taken place. And he proposed that the Rams have not signed Khalil Mack or Brian Burns or Josh Allen or Danielle Hunter, but they have signed another edge rusher, what he called a tier 2 edge rusher, Andrew Van Ginkle. And not a bad move. You want to save some money, but get a very productive, highly productive edge rusher, very good pass rush win rate. Bring in a guy, save a little bit of money, money that you can spend elsewhere, right? Ginkle, 6'4", 242 pounds, out of Wisconsin, had 6 sacks last year. Unfortunately, in this scenario, Kevin Dotson has signed elsewhere, but the Rams have re-signed Akilah Witherspoon, Jordan Fuller, and Coleman Shelton. So We have our returning number one cornerback. I still think that group needs to be improved, and I think Scott agrees. Bringing back Jordan Fuller somewhat stabilizes the safety group, and Coleman Shelton, he'll return as a starting center. We can leave Steve Avila at left guard, and we kind of need a right guard in this scenario, though. And Scott did something that we have not done in any of our mock drafts. Considered trading up for Brock Bowers, the tight end, but ended up trading back one spot and picking up a fourth-round pick, which is very likely what the Rams are going to do, actually. So they drop back one spot, pick up the fourth-rounder, and with that first pick, number 20 overall, originally belonging to the Steelers, Scott selected J.C. Latham, the offensive tackle out of Alabama. This is a big guy, 6'6", 335. Word on the street is that he's probably going to be limited to right tackle, could potentially eventually play left tackle. Scott sees him as potentially filling that void left by Kevin Dotson, and if not that, eventually taking over for Rob Havenstein, the Rams' second pick, number 52 overall. Scott selected the linebacker, Edgerrin Cooper. You know, there's a lot of Ram fans that are just salivating at the chance of drafting a linebacker to pair up with Ernest Jones, an upgrade over Christian Roseboom. Definitely. Cooper's out of Texas A&M, 6'2", 230. And as we've noted before, no holes in this guy's game. Great in coverage. He'll go sideline to sideline, defending the run. Man, it'd be nice to see him and Jones back there together. With their third pick, this in the third round, number 83 overall, Scott selected Cam Hart, the safety out of Notre Dame. This is a big cornerback, 6'3", 204. And we've talked about him a little bit too already. High IQ player, brings it all, great in man-to-man, great in zone. Guy you want on your team and really bolstering the secondary here. Now remember, in this scenario, Witherspoon would be back. So Cam Hart and Witherspoon could very well be our number one and two corners. Suddenly have a pretty stout cornerback group. Pretty sure we're going to go cornerback again here in a minute. With the next third round pick, number 100 overall, this is that comp pick for the Raheem Morris hire. Scott selected Muhammad Kamara, edge rusher out of Colorado State, 6'1", 252. A Ram in college and a Ram at the NFL level. And with our fourth round pick, number 120 overall, this is one we got from the Steelers for moving down one spot in the first round. Scott selected cornerback Renardo Green out of FSU. Some see him as a safety. Scott is drafting him as a cornerback, and that's probably where he belongs. So we've already added two cornerbacks. In fact, of these first five picks, four on the defensive side, one on the offensive side, and the first of our three fifth-round picks is another guy on the defensive side, another guy we've talked extensively about, Gabe Hall, the defensive lineman out of Baylor, potentially a three technique, more likely a five technique, and this is the guy that was just ripping it up in the weight room, one of the strongest guys at the combine, I imagine. And with the next fifth-round pick, these are two picks back-to-back, 153 and 154, Scott selected Ben Sinnott, the tight end out of Kansas State, 6'4", 245. And he has all the traits of a tight end that you think Sean McVay would like, including a very good blocker. And with their last fifth round pick, this is the comp pick, number 177 overall, we add another guy to our secondary, safety Malik Mustafa. He's 5'11", 207 pounds out of Wake Forest, and this is a guy Paul Walia likes as well. As Paul put it, someone you want on your team. And then we had four sixth-round picks. Number 191 overall, Brandon Jackson, the edge rusher out of Washington State, 6'4", 266. To me, that's like the ideal size for an NFL edge rusher. The second sixth-round pick, number 212 overall, Mason McCormick, an interior offensive lineman out of South Dakota State, 6'5", 315. So sometimes, as Scott put it, you get these late-round interior offensive linemen, and they don't necessarily have the ideal weight, maybe in the 290s, not this guy, 315 pounds. Our second to last pick, we have back-to-back picks here, 217 and 218. Scott selected Kendall Milton, the running back out of Georgia. Rams could use a big running back like this. If you're looking for a big, short yardage back, Milton might be the guy, 6'1", 220 out of Georgia. And the last pick, another player out of South Dakota State, wide receiver Jaden Jahnke, 6'3", 210. And there's that size. The Rams love in their wide receivers. A little bit taller than Cooper and Puka, about the same weight. Can definitely handle the blocking duties that the Rams expect of their wide receivers. And yes, that's two players from South Dakota State. And don't be too surprised, they have an excellent football program. So what was the draft haul here? Five guys on the offensive side, two offensive linemen, and a wide receiver, a running back, and a tight end. And seven guys on the defensive side, two edge rushers, two cornerbacks, a defensive lineman, a safety, and a linebacker. So that was Scott's mock draft, our fifth mock draft. We'll have him back to do it again in a couple weeks. And I'm also going to get Paul and Scott together, see if they want to work together on a draft, alternating picks, putting their heads together and coming away with perhaps an even better draft. We'll share the results of Paul's mock draft number 6, on our next episode. And you can watch both of these mock drafts on the YouTube channel. Scott's is already there. Paul's coming soon. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at larramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.